Thank you so much for calling, Lisa here.
Doctor, is this Lisa Taylor?
Yes, Dr. Scott. How are you?
This is good. Hey, I'm home now, more relaxed. I just finished up at your ebook trailer, and I'm going to fill out the information that you want in the form, and then I'll send it back to you. What else do I need to do?
Okay, I had a concern regarding the payment. Did you receive my message?
What was your concern? Something about funds?
Yes. See, when we were proceeding with the amount, it showed insufficient balance. So I was trying to get your permission that if we can go ahead and proceed with it today.
Yeah, you can do that. That's fine to do it. My question is, what do you talk about in terms of funds for the trailer?
Well, I informed you about that, right?
I'm sorry?
I'm saying I informed you about that the other day.
Yeah, but you never told me what the amount was.
Okay, all right. Let me get back to you regarding that amount, and I will inform my finance as well, okay?
I also saw some of the examples that you sent to me. I think you had about maybe 8 or 9 examples. I didn't see my book, but I saw the other ones, and they're pretty good examples. Will my trailers kind of look kind of like what you showed me as an examples?
Yes, exactly. It's going to look something similar to the examples that I've sent you. So, yeah, I'm actually working on that.
Okay, good.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
So
go ahead.
When can you send me the brief form? Will you be sending it today?
Well, it depends on what it is. I can do that.
Okay. All right, then. Take your time. I'll be waiting. Meanwhile, I'm going to straighten out things on my end and get started with it, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll send you an email. What I don't know is, what that process is. Yeah, you told me before that the trailer, okay, the ebook trailer, okay, is, you never told me, I got a lot of examples, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, a lot of good examples, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I think threw me 6 as an example, and they were good trailers. I really want to see my trailer, see how it looks. And
that's customized according to the story of the book. You know, what you're covering in your book, it's going to be covered according to that. So every book has a different niche. I will send you something, but you will see it's going to start shaping up once we have the synopsis ready for it. See, the synopsis is basically the script behind the video. All right? So once we have that ready, then we'll move on to visualization. So the first thing that I'll be sending you for the trailer is the synopsis. That's like a written script of 300 to 500 words, and of course it's going to be promotional, all right? So when people see the trailer, they would want to buy the book, and we will add the purchasing link, for example, the Amazon link for the book, where you go and buy the book. It's going to be included with the trailer. So whenever any customer sees the trailer, of course, we'll be launching it on social media pages along with YouTube as well. So if anyone comes across it, they will review the trailer, they will see the link, and then they will make sure they go to the link and buy the book.
I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
How much is the book going to cost?
Yes, about the pricing. We need to discuss that. See, usually, let me tell you how it works. With the publishing platforms, if you want to get 70% royalties on ebook, you need to place the amount less than $10. For example, if we can set the price for the digital version or the ebook version at $9 or $7, pricing is always subject to change. So it completely depends on you whether you want to go with the low price in the market and then raise it later, or if you want to go with a higher price and then maybe put a discount later. So the pricing can
change.
All right.
When you said something like you know, like 9-something, is that what? Is that per minute, per second, per numbers, number of letters? Which is that? What is it based on?
Per copy. If you
per copy, okay.
Yes, that'll be per copy.
Okay.
For example, if you're setting the pricing of the digital version for less than $10, you will be getting 70% of the royalties. All right. Let's say if we set the price at $9, 70% of the $9 would be sent to you from Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and the 30% remaining would be the amount that they will keep because they're letting you use their platform, right? You'll be publishing the book. So they keep like 25 to 30% of the share, you can say.
How much is the higher percentage? What is that?
I'm sorry, I didn't get your question.
You said if you go 75%, say you went 100%, what would that be?
Well, for 100%, you will have to handle the shipping and, shipping and delivery for the books in terms of having 100% royalties. Because, see, when you're working with online platforms
Yes. I don't want to do that. I want you guys to do all of that. The shipping,
exactly.
The handling and all that, right? You do all that. Yeah.
Yep, so that is much more convenient when we let the online platforms take care of it. Similar to that, the pricing for the printed version should range in between $10 to $15. You can put it like $12.99 or $30.99, and against that, 65% royalties per copy will be delivered to you, and 30 to 35% will be kept by Amazon or Barnes & Noble, in which they will also cater shipping and handling. For example,
okay,
if somebody...
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
Just sort of fair. So, yeah, you won't have to go through the hassle of, you know, every time someone places the order, you'll have to print it and then ship it maybe around the world, too.
Yeah,
so
that's it. Yeah, I agree. I'm agreeing with you 100%. How then do I get to that point at this point in time?
Well, see, once we have the book finalized, we will work on creating your accounts on the online platforms. If you have any existing accounts, we'll log in there, put in your bank information so the royalties are directly transferred to you from the online platforms. Like, for example, Amazon and Barnes & Noble. See, we got nothing to do with the royalties. We charge you for the services and we deliver the work. On the other hand, the publishing platforms will be transferring the amount or the royalties to you on a regular basis. As soon as a sale is made, they will transfer the amount to you in 60 working days time frame. So that's like their cycle, you can say, the payroll cycle that they have. Second thing that I wanted to discuss with you is that, did you think of a release date for the book?
No. What would be a good release date? I don't know. I mean, this is August now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
What do you think about a good release date?
Well, if we need to work on the marketing aspect as well, then we should give it a gap of at least a month, you know, and then put out a release date.
Okay.
And
so you're talking about September time frame.
Yes. So, you know, meanwhile, we can have everything else ready on the back end because marketing is really important. And if you're launching the book for the very first time, I think we should do it in terms of creating the awareness of you and the book as well so we get some good results once we launch the book in the market.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
So I'm going to work on that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, you advise me. Let me know what's going on, I'm in your corner, or you're in my corner, and whatever
right.
You say you think is good for the book, we will go with that.
Okay.
I saw the trailers. I like the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
The examples that you showed me are really good trailers.
Yes, of course.
I didn't think about that for my own book, but I'm going to
wait till you see your own trailer.
Huh?
I'm saying wait till you see your own trailer. It's going to be amazing. I mean, so far,
I would hope so. What I'm going to do is today, I'm going to devote my time to filling out that form, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You sent me a form, and I'm going to fill that out as best I can, and send it back to you.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, one more thing, Dr. Scott. While I have you over the phone, the finance team is trying to charge your card for the trailer, but it's not going through. I believe it's saying insufficient funds.
Say it again.
We're getting an error for insufficient funds. Do you have another card that we can use, or how are we going to resolve
that? Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean. The reason why it's not going through is because my account, that bank that I deal with, okay, if it goes to a certain amount of money, then they notify me, and I've got to notify them, and yes, let it go.
Okay,
so
all right.
That's
so it's basically
that's
a hold on the card, right?
They're monitoring all of my financial activity to make sure that I'm not being ripped off, that nobody's not,
logging to my account. It's a protocol. Yeah, it's a protocol that the banks follow to protect your consumer rights. So that makes sense.
Absolutely.
So would you do me a favor, if you can call your bank and authorize the payment, the charge that we are trying to put through, and I will talk to my finance team and get you the total amount for the trader, okay?
Yeah, what happened was that I've got a few emails from them. I will respond to their email and let them release the hold. In fact, do you have the I really want you to use a different kind of card. Okay. Use my I don't want you to use my debit card. I want you to use my credit card. Okay.
Okay.
And I'll whatever it is, I'll use my credit card number and let them do it.
All right. So should I connect you with my finance team or Daniel to sort this out?
This is Monday. It's Monday about 4:00 my time. Okay. It's 4:50 my time. What I will do is I will probably either contact my bank this afternoon early tomorrow morning. Once I've done that, then it will open itself up and you'll be able to do what you got to do.
Okay, so you're saying we have to wait till tomorrow morning?
Probably, because I think you guys are calling from California time. Well, I'm on the East Coast, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's 4:15, and things close down pretty quickly down in this area. Okay. So tomorrow or I'll get things done, and then when they try to go back into my account, then it should have any problems.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I will notify the finance team, and you need to work on the trailer brief form and send it to me. Okay.
And one other thing, Lisa. Okay. You need to let me know what these finances are. Okay?
Yes.
What am I buying? Tell me what it is that I'm buying. That's what I need to know.
Yes.
And the cost.
Buying, of course. Let me send you a detailed email with the costing and what exactly you're getting in that amount, okay?
Yep, that'd be great. That would be absolutely super.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time. I'll let you go now, and I hope you have yourself a wonderful day.
And I hope I finish your report, the form as well. Okay.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye.